But I think Kamala Harris clearly owns the policies of the Biden-Harris administration, especially when we consider the fact that, as we've all learned over the last few months, Joe Biden clearly isn't capable of doing the job. And so I think that drives home that Kamala Harris really has been the one calling the shots. I mean, how could she not? I think Joe Biden doesn't really know where he is.
Kamala Harris has been calling the shots as who?
Well, I think she has to have been, right? Because if she's not calling the shots, Dana, then who is? And I do think it drives home something that's fundamentally dishonest about the way that Vice President Harris and also a lot of senior Democrats have approached this. If you remember, for months, even years, the argument was that Joe Biden was sharp, he could clearly do the job, and the minute that he performed poorly in that debate and he became political dead weight, you have Kamala Harris and everybody else trying to throw him overboard. But I think the more troubling question is, why did so many senior Democrats, including the Vice President, cover for him? And if Joe Biden wasn't capable of doing the job, as even a lot of Democrats say now, was Kamala Harris in charge or was somebody else in charge? And that's a real, real issue.
There's no evidence that Kamala Harris threw him overboard.